Let's learn about the Sefer Torah, the cover that we have for Sefer Torah, and when, under what circumstances are you allowed to move a Sefer Torah. The Mishnah in Yuma speaks about the Kohen Gadol going to read the Sefer Torah on Yom HaKippurim, Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros, Im Rotze, Bebigdei Butz, Kore, Im Lav, Beistil is Love on Mishalo, Chazan HaKnesses, No Sein Sefer Torah, No Tol Sefer Torah, Venosno, L'Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses, No Snow, L'Skan, Askan, No Snow, L'Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Omed U'Mekabel, V'Kore, V'Omed, V'Kore Achrimos, V'Achba Asar Lachodesh, V'Golol Asatoro, Menicho V'Cheiko, V'Omer Yoser, Mimashe Karasi, Lifneichem, Kosuv Kan. The point that we have to get out of this mission is that there's a whole system of passing the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol receives the Sefer Torah. The Yushalmi there in Yuma, in the seventh perek, Bechol Atar Ata Omer Holchim Achar HaTorah. In general, we don't bring the Sefer Torah to a person. A person goes to the Sefer Torah. V'Holcha Ata Omer, but here you're telling me, Molichin HaSatorah Etzlo, we bring the Sefer Torah to him. Ella, says the Yushalmi, Al Yedei Shehein B'nei Adam G'dolim, since it's being given to the G'dolim here, to the Skan, the Rosh HaKnesses, the Skan, to the Kohen Gadol, Mis'alabahem, the Torah is uplifted by that process. And if you take a look in the Karban Eidah, one of the super commentaries on the Yushalmi, he writes, Uparuch, the Gemara's question is, B'chol makamatem omrim shenogim kovid v'tor v'holchim achreha. We go beyond the Torah. We pass the Torah. We move towards the Torah. V'hacha amrin, and here you're telling me, Mevim sefer Torah tzol kohen gadol u'meshani. The Gemara's answer is, El al yidei shekohen gadol uskanem v'dei odom gedolim v'chashuvim kovid hu la'torah shetovo liyodom v'gam hi mechabedes osam. It's not only that we are mechabed the Torah, but the Torah itself, kaviyochel, is mechabed the gedolim, the chashuvim, and that's what we mean, misalabahem. Then the Yushalmi continues and says, v'hataman miyavlin oraisa gabireish galusa. Says the Karban Eidah, "Bebovel meviim asefer Torah gabi reish galusa. Afal pisha lefamim einam chashuvim kol kach betorah v'mitzvus." The minig was in Bovel that they brought the sefer Torah to the reish galusa, even though he wasn't necessarily outstanding in Torah mitzvus. Om Rav Yossi Bei Rebbe. Taman al yidei shezaro shel David meshuka sham inen avdin lo kiminig avosehen. Says the Karban Eidah, gabi reish galusa hoil vehein mizaro shel David osim lehem kiminig avosehem kimalchei beis David. As if to say, the reish galusa has one dimension of malchus beis David. He is in the lineage of Beis David. He's not exactly a melech. Maybe he has a din he's lacking perhaps in the shame melech, but he has a din of minui melech. He has some dimension of malchus, and that is a covet for the Sefer Torah to be brought to the melech. Now, in Masechet Megillah, there's a discussion about certain days of the week for reading the Megillah in small towns, in the kfarim, that they can't necessarily read the Sefer Torah in the big cities. On Purim itself, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechet establishes what's called the Yom HaKnisa. They can come into the larger cities on Mondays and Thursdays to hear the Megillah. And Chalil's Pair of Shabbos, Ayoros and Mukofim Bo Bayom, in a situation where the possibility exists to read the Megillah on a Friday, then the largest cities will read it on that day. So the Tosfos Yontiv Megillah at the beginning of the Masechta writes, Kosav Harav She'ein Kriyas HaMegillah B'Shabbos. On Friday, yes, but not on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yitlena, because of the famous Gzeira D'Rava. We're afraid he might carry the Megillah through Rishus HaRabim. HaKol Chayovim B'Kriyas HaMegillah V'ein HaKol B'Kiyim K'di Isa B'Gemara. Everybody is obligated, but they're not always an expert. They may carry the Megillah in order for the experts to teach them how to the Megillah. Kosher. So the Tosfos Yontiv raises the following question. Im kein lama korim b'sefer Torah b'Shabbos? Maybe you'll have a person who's reading the Sefer Torah. He's obligated. He's not a bucky, and he'll take the Sefer Torah and carry it out into Rishus HaRabim. Again, you could give all sorts of technical answers. Maybe we assume that the Baal Koreh is a baki. Maybe we assume the Sefer Torah is too large to carry. Some say the difference is because whereas Megillah is a Chovas Yochid, Sefer Torah is a Chovas Rabim, so we assume somebody will remind him and he won't make the difference. That's in any event the Kasha, the Tosfos Yontiv. Now if you take a look in the Das Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, he quotes first a Mordechai at the end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, which is the source for the Ramah in terms of when you're allowed to move a Sefer Torah. And then he makes reference to the Yerushalmi that we mentioned before, that in the case of Anoshim Gedolim, like the Skan and the Kohen Gadol, were allowed to move the Sefer Torah for them. And he writes, Bazeish liyashiv kushta tosis yontiv v'perikam de Megillah amaylo gazrina on al kriyas haTorah b'Shabbos shema yavirenu l'fima shekasavnu nicha di osur likach sefer Torah l'makom acher v'chol atar holchem acher sefer Torah v'zeh bor. He says that whereas in the Megillah you're allowed to move the Megillah in any way, in any, from one location to the other without any restrictions, in the case of a sefer Torah which has Kedusha Sefer Torah, we're not allowed to move the Sefer Torah just, you know, any friendly, whimsical reason. In general, you're not allowed to move a Sefer Torah from one location to the other. And therefore, there's no chashash, there's no gzera that maybe he'll take the Sefer Torah out into Rishus HaRabim. And the Mordechai we'll see inside that's being quoted here at the end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tovshin Yud, he writes, Matsosi b'tshuva achas d'bnei odom hachavushim b'beis asurim. You have Jews who are nevach are incarcerated in jail, and we want to somehow facilitate their ability to daven b'tzibur, want to bring people there and maybe a Sefer Torah as well. So the Mordechai says that he found in a tshuva that ein mevim etzlam sefer Torah afilu b'rashanim yom kippurim, based on the Yerushalmi that we saw in Yuma, that we don't just bring a sefer Torah and carry it out from one place to the other, and therefore to bring a sefer Torah from the synagogue or wherever it is to the jail, we're not allowed to do that. And he writes that B'chol Atar, the Yerushalmi says, Amrin holchim acher sefer Torah, hocha tema molichim Torah etzlo, ela al yedei shebnei odom shehem bnei odom gedolim haTorah nis'ala b'hem. And then the question about the Reish Galusa, and the answer that he's me zaro shel David. So just to bring a sefer Torah to a jail is not permissible. And the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hei brings this Mordechai from the end of the first parak Rosh Hashanah verbatim, and the assumption is that we paskin like the Mordechai, that with the exception, as the Yerushalmi formulated, with the exception of Adam Gadol, or the Reish Galusa, we're not going to bring the Sefer Torah from place to place. That Golas Hashri, in the first parak of Brachos, speaks about the case of a chola. This is a person who's bedridden. He cannot go out of his house, but he is capable of davening. Chola sheyachol lechaven, he's able to concentrate. Yavo asara v'yispalu imo v'imu adam chashuv be'iro meviyam lo sefer Torah bebeso v'yikru osam be'asara shemispalim imo. So he has the case, the exceptional case of an adam chashuv. Chashuv be'iro, it sounds like he's, you know, tops in the city. Maybe he's the giant scholar, the rav of the city. And never he's bedridden. So we'll bring him a sefer Torah to his house and they'll read it ba'asara, who are davening with him. They'll set up a Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur for the sake of this Chola, who is a Gadol B'Iro. But in any event, it becomes crystal clear from the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef quoting the Mordechai, from the Hagos HaShri, that as a general rule, we don't move Sifrei Torah, not even for the sake of a Chovish B'Beis HaSurim or a Chola, unless we're talking about an Adam Choshev Be'iro, an Adam Gadol. Those are the rare exceptions to the rule. The Darkei Moshe there, on the tour in Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, quotes Hagos HaShri, who in turn had quoted the Or Zeruah, and after quoting him, he writes that as a general rule, we see from the Mordechai it's asur to move a sefer Torah, but to be adam chashuv maybe yesh lahatir. And he quotes the Maram Padova, whose name was Katzin Ellenbogen, that hadi asur haini laviu b'shas akriya levad, aval lahachin lo yom o yomayim aron o teva b'beso shapir domi. Now this is a major change in everything that we've seen. The Ramah, quoting the Maram Padova, is telling us that although, as a general rule, we don't move the Sefer Torah, unless it's for an Adam Chashuv, but if, let's say, we have to move the Sefer Torah for someone, and we could set up an Aron for him, and the Sefer Torah will be there for a day or two, then he says we're allowed to move the Sefer Torah. And the Ramah quotes this himself in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, B'nei Odom HaChavushim B'Beis HaSurim Ein Meviyam Etzlam Sefer Torah Filu B'Rashon V'Yom HaKippurim. Quoting the Mordechai verbatim, as a general absolute Iser of taking a Sefer Torah and bringing it to the jail, not even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we're going to allow such a thing. And the Ramah writes, "Hainu dafka b'shas kriya levad," just to bring it for the sake of a one-time shot kriya. "Aval im mechinim lo sefer Torah yom yomayim kodem muter. V'im hu adam chashuv b'chol inyan shari." So the two heterim here, which the Mechaber omitted and the Ramah quotes, number one, the heter of Yom Yomayim, to set it up. He doesn't mention a teva here. And that's mutter. And he says, if in Adam Chashuv, that's mutter, even if they bring it just for the sake of one single Kriyas HaTorah, like the case in the Mishnah Yuma of Kriyas Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur. So again, when you read through the poskim here, starting from the original sources in the Yerushalmi and going all the way through, you get the impression that the premise here, nobody questions this premise, is that you don't move a Sefer Torah. But let's take a look in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, in the Bir Alocha. He says, Ein Mevi'im, on that which it says in the Mechaber, Ein Mevi'im Sefer Torah, even for a Chovish B'Beis HaSurim, Hamakru me Yushalmi, Muva be Beis Yosef, quotes the entire Yushalmi the Beis Yosef verbatim, and then B'emes Hadavar Tamua, he says, let's go back to basic premises here. I don't understand. Da Yushalmi Mayri Kisher Efshar Lelech Lemakom Shesefer Torah Munachas. In other words, you have two choices. Either you come to the Sefer Torah, or the Sefer Torah comes to you. And the Yushalmi certainly insists and requires that we go to the Sefer Torah, not the other way around, because otherwise, that's a zilzul in the Kavod HaSefer Torah. Says the Bir Halacha Lekach, since he has the option of going to the Sefer Torah, he says, oh, I'm too lazy, let's bring the Sefer Torah to me, is zilzuhu kishmolichim Sefer Torah. Masha enkein anusim heim. In the case where a person is a chola, he can't go to the Sefer Torah. He's chavish beis asurim, he can't go to the Sefer Torah. V'rotzim l'kayim mitzvah kriyas ha-Torah, lamalo nevieno, where's the zilzul here? My zilusa yesh l'sefer Torah, kishibnei odom ahadrin achreo likros pa, im nevieh aleim, people who are eager and crave to read the Sefer Torah, if we bring them a Sefer Torah, kenem sheinem yicholim leilach achreo, is that a zilzul? V'achach, he says, matzasi v'pri chodo shetoma gam ken bozeh, ובאמס כן הוא דאס אור זרוע דלכו למוטו להביא ספר תורה אצלו לקרוס בו משום דיונס. If he is a chol and he can't go to the Sefer Torah, we bring the Sefer Torah to him. That's not a zilzul. That's called onusu. He cannot go to the Sefer Torah. He wants to read the Sefer Torah. Then we'll bring the Sefer Torah to him. And if you look in the Darki Moshe, he quotes the Or Zarua, and he says, "Diem li osa mevim bavur kvodom lazesh anus." If we're bringing it for the kavod of a great person, or for in this case of an anus where he can't come to the Sefer Torah, kol shken shemevim lebeiso is lefizeh bechavushim bebeis asurim. That's also the same din. It's an onus. And therefore he says, Ladina Nirada Fila Marchai di Oser, who comes to the position that even for the sake of a Chovash Beis Asurim, we're not allowed to move the Sefer Torah. Eino Mairi ki im biyachidim hachavushim verotza lahachnif asora shom l'kriyas haTorah. For the sake of individuals that don't form a tzibur, to gather a tzibur together for the sake of his kriyas haTorah, that's not enough of a reason, of a motivation. You have to have a good reason to move the Sefer Torah. And that's the opinion of the Mordechai. The Ramah, however, had quoted the Or Zarua, the Mashmasham, the Matu, l'chol l'hachnif asorasham, u'lahavi Sefer Torah etzlo. The Or Zarua went a step further and he allowed bringing a Sefer Torah to a chola to gather together a minyan on his behalf. However, the Mordechai was shy of, he didn't go as far as being matir that. And he writes, Min adinye shlomo di ein chal al yochid mitzvahs kriyas haTorah. The reason why the Mordechai is not willing to see the chola as a mitigating circumstances to an onus to permit moving the Sefer Torah is because, according to the strict din, there is no chiv on the yochid to read the Torah if he can't come to the shul, to the synagogue, or the base medrash to hear the kriyas haTorah. Avak shiyesha masora, if there are 10 people who have to hear the Sefer Torah, came to chaleim chovas kriya, vein enam yichol lotzeis misham. See, there are 10 people who have no way of getting access to the Sefer Torah because they can't go to the Sefer Torah. They're anusim. Then gama Mordechai moded the tzarch lahavilem Sefer Torah likrospa. So it sounds like the final psak of the Mishnah Berurah here in Bir Halacha is that for a need, for someone who can't go to the Sefer Torah, we will bring him a Sefer Torah. The machlokas between the Mordechai and the Or Zarua revolves around the case of a yachid. Is it enough of a mitigating circumstance if an individual wants to hear Kriyas haTorah, we're going to bring him a minyan? And really that revolves around a different question. Is that really a chovas mitzvah that could override and generate a necessity to move the Sefer Torah? Is it a chovas yachid or is it a chovas tzibur? So the old famous machlokas, we've spoken about it on numerous occasions. And we've said shirim on this topic. The Rav Zichron Levroch used to speak about this all the time. Rav Chaim apparently understood that there's an individual chova. And maybe that's the way we should learn the Arz Arua. Therefore, we could bring the Sefer Torah even for one yachid. The Mordechai, on the other hand, holds that the chova is only incumbent upon a tzibur of asara. So for the yachid to bring into the chova, the base asurim, we're not going to do it. But in theory, if there would be a chovas kriya Sefer Torah that's incumbent upon an entire tzibur, then the Mordechai would also agree that constitutes an ones, and for the sake of necessity, you're allowed to move a Sefer Torah for the sake of a mitzvah. And Matzasi Belio Rabba, he concludes the Bir Alocha, Shukamken Kosav Lechad Tirutza de Hamordechai Lo Mairi Kishiyesham Asora. If you have 10 people who need the Sefer Torah, then you're allowed. And Kei Niral Anias Daiti Ledina, that seems to be the final psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mordechai also agrees in principle that if there would be a chiyuv and a need to move to bring the Sefer Torah for someone who cannot go to the Sefer Torah, then that's not called zilzul, and you're allowed to move the Sefer Torah on his behalf. The case of an Ovel is very interesting because on the one hand, anyone else could go to the Sefer Torah except for the Ovel. Let's say there's one Ovel, or certainly less than 10 Avelim in those cases. But on the other hand, we bring a minion to the Ovel, and now the minion is stuck, so to speak, in the base Ovel. Meaning, in the case of Chovash Beis Asurim, it could be, I don't know, that the members of the community had already davened, that the only reason they're bringing the Sefer Torah to the base Hasurim is for the sake of one individual who's really, perhaps at least, not chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. But in the case of an Ovel, we have 10 people gathering together to daven in the base Ovel, they don't have the option of getting access to the Sefer Torah. Or should we say, maybe we'll let them find a later minion somewhere in town, they're not really a nusim, but for the Ovel himself, they're not going to bring a Sefer Torah. But again, you know, we do have the Ramah to fall back on, who says that in Mevim Sefer Torah Yomo Yomayim Kodem, and we saw in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah writes that you set up a teva, that's already mutar. So now in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he writes a chavushim bebeis asurim v'hu adin l'chole yesh cholkim bazeh kevan dan nusim heim. And he writes that there are those who are more lenient in the case of an anus. And if you take a look in the Shaar HaTzion, he writes, Hainu mishum shehuva bedarki Moshe b'shem ar zorua demekil l'chole. So we can rely, according to this, yesh cholkim, As the Ramos seems to on the Arzarua, that for the sake of a chola we're allowed to move the Sefer Torah, and it's brought down in the Magen Avraham. V'hu adin, says the Shaar HaTzion, lechavushim, chavushim gam ken anusim hem, and he says that you can take a look in a Sefer called Shemin Amor and Elio Rab, and you see that they relied on this for the sake of a chavush. And again, the feeling you get is that we're not dealing with 10 people who need the Sefer Torah, but even one person who needs the Sefer Torah. And we're going to rely on the Arzarua and be Mekil. So that would be for the sake of a Chavush or the sake of a Chola, those who cannot go to the Sefer Torah. In that case, bringing the Sefer Torah to them for the sake of the Mitzvah Kriyas Torah is not a Zilzul B'Kvod Sefer Torah, since they don't have the option, the possibility of getting access to the Sefer Torah and leaving the place where they are absolutely stuck. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds an interesting comment about Kriyas Parshas Zohar, and he says, for sure, in the case of a chola or a chavush, when you're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya, bevada yesh lahakel. the Efshar, and he says, he vacillates back and forth about Parshas Para, depending upon the various shittas about Parshas Para, whether that is the Raisa or not. The Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, is a little bit more conservative here, and he thinks that, you know, once you start moving around the Sefer Torah for this person, for that person, you know, it might be opening up the floodgates. We've got to be a little bit conservative, a little bit hesitant and inhibited before we allow this. And he doesn't like, he's very upset about the fact that people move a Sefer Torah and find every single leniency about it. And he writes, Kishemivim Sefer Torah mi beis ha-kneses b'shas ha-kriya v'yachkach machzirno sol beis ha-kneses. That's not permissible, just to bring the Sefer Torah from place to place for Kriya and bring it back immediately. But if we bring it earlier, Menichim Rosso Ba'aron, O Beteva, Sheyesh Lamokum Yuchad, Valezes Man, Leslan Ba, Vaminig Ladakdik Sheikru Ba Gimel Piyomim. Here's a clear source for our minug that we need a minimum of three kriyos in order to allow moving a Sefer Torah. That's considered kviyus, and that already is not a bizoyon b'mesha tiltalua mibeis ha-kneses. And he says, aval pachos migimel pa'amim tiltalua l'tzorech aroi yesh bo bizoyon. So less than three times, that's already aroi, that's not kviyus, and therefore that's bizoyon, you're not allowed to do that. And he says, Lo yofa osim rabbe me'amona am. He speaks about Simchas Torah, about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that before the Kriya, notlim es ha-sefer Torah mi-beis ha-kneses likro b'mokom acher. You know, there are so many people have to hear Kriya Satorah, and especially on Simchas Torah, and because of the, you know, the urgency of the hour, we're gonna set up binyanim here, there, and elsewhere, move the Sefer Torah from place to place. And immediately after the Kriya Machzirno Sol Beis HaKnesses, Kidei Lalos, the Torah B'Yomah Mukdoshim Ha'ele, apparently the minhag was that in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everyone should get an Aliyah if possible, I don't know. Aval, but he says, Yotza Schorim B'Efseidom. You know, it's nice that everyone wants to get an Aliyah and read from the Torah, but, you know, the schar they're going to get for that is lost, is trumped by the fact that they are violating the Isser of moving the Sefer Torah from place to place, and they're being mezalzel from the Sefer. V'einam choshishim l'kovet ha-Torah, v'lechein roi limchos b'hem. He wants to get up and make a mechah. He becomes a kanoi for this Isser of moving a Sefer Torah, and yell and scream be in order to protect the kovet of Sefer Torah, v'ligzar, and to send out decrees, you know, signed by the local rabbinate, that lo yasu kain, this is something we have to object to. Vashomea tovolov birchas tov. He says, if you're listening to me, you have the possibility of making a mecha, and you do so, then you have my great yashar koyach. You should be saiga bench. You should get a bracha for that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also makes a comment on that Ramah, who says that if you bring it earlier, yoma yomayim, he says, Hachronim iskimu tuhadin im heichin mokom l'sefer Torah bioso yom she'e munach sham yom o yomayim d'shapir domi. Meaning you bring the Sefer Torah for one-time kriya, but you have a special mokom, a special teva for the Sefer Torah, and you'll keep it there even beyond the kriya. You don't immediately move it back. Bilvad, Shani Chenisham, Mokom Shehechin Kodim Zvana Kriya, Bishasa Kriya Yotziena, take it out of that Teva, Vyikraba, Vyakach Yachzirena Lusham. The Oz, he says, in such a case that he's bringing the Sefer Torah for Tzorach Kriya, but he was Koveya, certain Dira, certain Kvius, for a minimum period of time in a Teva, he says, then that's not considered a Zilzal in the Sefer Torah. So again, that's all for the sake of reading the Sefer Torah, and based on the background that we established that the Mishnah Berurah already in the Bir Halacha Barichus is more lenient if there's a need to move the Sefer Torah for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, again, everyone agrees And this goes back to the Yishalmi, that for the sake of an Adam Chashev, we can move the Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who's an Adam Chashev? How do you qualify for that category? Ratzaloma Gadol B'Torah. The Adarabba, Torah Mis'ala Yidei Anoshim Gedolim V'Lav Zilzul Etzlam. And in the Shara Tzion, he quotes the Gon, the Gra, who in turn quotes an earlier tshuva, La'afuke Takif U'memuna L'Sarara. He says, just because you have a person who is called upon to serve as the officer and his appointment is purely political, that's not considered an aliyah for the covenant of the Sefer Torah. It's not. It would be zilzal. He's not an Adam who's a Gadol B'Torah. So Gadol B'Torah, that's already a covenant for the Sefer Torah rather than a zilzal for the Sefer Torah. And he says that that tshuva is based on the kash and the Yerushalmi from the Reish Galusa. The Yerushalmi objected to moving him from the Reish Galusa, and they only were able to be matted that because he comes from Zerah based Dovin, and he has like a din of a melech, but a general sire who's takiv, and he's overseeing the Jews, that's not enough of a heter to move a Sefer Torah. Now we have a tshuva here from the Maruk Tzir of Yaakov Emden that goes back a few centuries. He says, Lo Yafa Osim Mashenoagim, he mentions a certain group of communities that Ha'ovel is Motzi Sefer Torah Beis HaKnes Mamido Bebeso Zayin Yemei Avelus Likros Bo V'yom HaKni. So that on Mondays and Thursdays they have a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaOvel. They took it out of the shul for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. Is Vadei Lo Shaper Avdi. And he says that this is not acceptable because that's not a minute kavod u'mora that we have to have karoi that's suitable, appropriate for a Sefer Torah. And he says they leave it in the base of El and it's sort of exposed. There are young children who are sitting there who are, maybe there's a problem of Tzoa, I don't know. He says the Efshar Lizarbo b'kavod karoi, we can't be appropriately guaranteeing the proper kavod for the Sefer Torah. And therefore, l'chein tzorch la'azor chayel levatel minig hara halazu. So again, whereas the Aruch HaShulchan would allow, I think, moving the Sefer Torah to a base ovel, because we're going to read it a minimum of three times if we work it out, that's not considered bizoyin, it's kvius and not aroy, and certainly Mishnah Berurah would be allowed to, but it's interesting, if we go back to earlier poskim, this was not necessarily accepted as a davar poshut to be mutter. And interesting, he writes, kol kal shebekalim bone bama liatzmo, he builds his own altar, he builds his own place for a Sefer Torah, achekvar hushrash v'kosha lifrosh, this minhag became so commonplace, it's very hard to object to it. If he doesn't make us think about it and make a big protest. However, after quoting this approach, he writes that Nisalma Mehem Alocha Rucha Biordea Sof Siman Shindal Mem. And he writes, "Afil bebeis av bezdin v'nasi shemes av pishatzuv v'chayom l'spal shom l'kvodo eno rashoim lahavi sefer Torah l'shom elok l'nasim beis hakneses l'kriyas haTorah." Then, if you take a look in Yerideya, you'll see that even for an avelus and a beis avel over the nasi and the av bezdin, it's not right to bring the sefer Torah. But rather, we leave the Beis Ovel and we go into the Beis HaKnes for Kriyas HaTorah. Shmamino, he says, the Hilchas Ahi, the Ein Motzi in Sefer Torah Likos Bo Derech Haroi. Shmamino, the Lashivas Yomim, Nami Haroi, who Shmamino, Lo Chashina, Filu Tircha, the Tzibur B'chai Gavna, V'roi Lahachmer B'dover. So the final conclusion is, you get the impression when he starts with Nisalmehem Haloch Arucha that he's about to be Mekil for the Beis Ovel, and then he turns around, he's even more machmir. And he says that despite the fact that the Sefer Torah is being transported for 7 days, it's still called Derech Aroi, and it's a Zilzul in Sefer Torah. Let's take a look at the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg. And this you'll see in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Tezayin, he writes, "Bazeh makom osi laor al shehunhag kaes bekriyas haTorah al yad hakosel maravi de aronos hakodesh im sifrei Torah munachim viomdim biulam agadol vehaaruch shabitzad tzvoni vechol minyan uminyan shemispal berachvas hakosel midehi gil l'shas kriyas haTorah mechaved." Li'echem em l'leches, li'echem aroni ha'kodesh, ha'omdim ba'ulam, la'hotzim isham sefer Torah, holech levado umotzi sefer Torah mevio el ha'minyin, minichal abima mukhana uposchim v'korim ba. He's wondering about this new tradition at the Kotel, that they have sefer Torah inside, in the ulam, a well-protected vestibule, and they take the Sifrei Torah out all the way to the Rachvas HaKosel, wherever there's a minyan. Ulefianis daiti lo yol lasos bekizos. That's not an appropriate way of moving around the Sefer Torah. But rather, tovo el mokom ha-minyan ha-mispalel. It's not right that you bring the Sefer Torah to the minyan, ala ha-minyan ha-mispal tzoch lov el mokom Sefer Torah. And he says that in the Gemara in Sota, you'll see Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Yishuv ben Levi, Einat Zibur Rashoi Lotzeis, Achi Notel Sefer Torah, Yanichenu Bimkomo, Shmuel Achi Yetze Omer Rava, Asbil Yachrei Hashem Alekechem Teilechu. Then he quotes how Yushalmi, and he says that for the sake of an Onam Gadol, that's called Kovedat Torah. And that's the exception to the rule that b'chol atar, as a rule goes, shrichim l'leches achar haTorah. And if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, in Kuf Lamed Hei, that even for the sake of an Adam choshev b'beis asurin, ein mevian etzel sefer Torah, and the Gra writes that the Makor is this Yushalmi in Yuma. He says, "V'yuyon b'maisa rav shemuva das rabenu agrozal dafilu micheder lecheder emitaltul in sefer Torah." Wow, this is a big chumrah, because this would have implications on Simchas Torah, where they certainly carry the sefer Torah from one room to the other. Ubin nidonenu, he says, in our case, says Rav Oldenburg, "Hatiltul mea ulam el arachava." You bring it from all the way to the inside in a closed area, and it's put in the Aron Kodesh there, all the way out to the open. That's even more of a more radical move than Micheder Lecheder. And that would be like Bayis Labayis, he says, Shemat Motzino Solachutz, Unehi Demishum Shmira Sefer Torah. He says, you take a look at Rashi over there in Sota, in the Sugya of Sefer Torah, you really get the impression from Rashi that if need be, for the sake of Shmira Sefer Torah, we're allowed to move it from place to place. Maybe you could apply this logic. For any number of reasons, we can't set up the Aronos HaKodesh in the outer courtyard of the open air Kotel. Imishum Shmira. It's difficult to be Shomer on the Sefer Torah out there. So therefore, and again, there are climactic conditions that might damage the Sefer Torah, and therefore we have no choice but to set up the Aronos HaKodesh in inside, and therefore when we bring the Sefer Torah to the Aron, that's Shmiras HaSefer. But Mikra Kazeh Yish Lidog Ulahavi Sefer Torah Lifnei Ascholas HaTfilah. he wants to set up the condition that the Sefer Torah is there before the Kriya, before the Tefillah, before Aschalas HaTefillah, u'min ha-muvchar lahavia yachad im ha'aron kodesh. In other words, the best thing to do would be to organize the Aron Kodesh on wheels, so that we could bring the Sefer Torah with the Aron Kodesh. And he says that was the original minhag way back when. Oshev b'shas otzah Sefer Torah yelech kol haminyan el makom himatzos v'yilavu osad abima. He wants to set up a minyan of people, not just one person, to bring the Sefer Torah, b'malava the Sefer Torah to the bima. That's already covered Sefer Torah. But it's interesting that he's not willing to give a carte blanche head there and appreciate this minhag. He quotes a Sefer Yad Aaron on Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. Dibakazos mevi b'shem shut edus bi Yosef dikshein beis hakneses v'nignizu asifrei Torah b'mokom ha-meshtamer dibiyomi te'otza Sefer Torah yaviu ha-Sefer Torah b'boker konim ha-tefilah. He says Sefer Torah should be brought out early in the morning before the tefillah, but not during Shas Sefer Torah. That's already a zulzul. We're bringing the Sefer Torah to us rather than us going to the Sefer Torah. He quotes the Mari Al-Ghazi in Emes Li-Yakov and other Sfarim here that if you're in an ir sheyesh po Sefer Torah bebeisam, ubimechag asukas mispalim betoch asukah ubiyes kriyas haTorah mevim Sefer Torah mibeisam lesukah likros bo yesh gnai bazel leSefer Torah shalokchin also mimkomo. So you have the Sefer Torah inside the house, that's where it's kavua, and you bring it out to the sukkah, that's not right. Ach, he says, efshal lekayim minhagam, you could justify such a minhag im kol anshei asukah yoshim lispal shem yaviu v'yalu ha-sefer Torah. So that's what we spoke about before, this livui, where the whole minyan goes out to be malava the Sefer Torah, v'yelchu achrei Sefer Torah, up to the sukkah, and then it's considered that it's not that the Sefer Torah is going to them, but they're going to the Sefer Torah. And the Tzitz Eliezer completes his presentation by writing, Hadvarim Aruchim, this is very complicated, he says, Ubimokom Kadosh Kazeh Yesh Lachzar Lisnaig Behidur. In the Kosa, we should be very careful and be more machmer, be mahader, because it's a Mokom Kadosh and we're dealing with the Sefer Torah in a public arena. We shouldn't just, have a carte blanche head there. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef, in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Yalkut Yosef writes, Tzibur Shemispalim Liad Kosal Maravi Mutalem Lahavi Sefer Torah Mokum Lamokum Somach Lekriyas HaTorah Af Bili Shilavu Sefer Torah Basar Noshim V'Ein Tzach Lahavi HaSefer Torah Lamokum Shemispalim Kodem HaTefillah. So he takes a more lenient position against the Tzitz Eliezer, and he allows you Liyada Kosel to move, to bring out the Sefer Torah from one place to the other, even just for Kriyas HaTorah, even Somach LeKriyas HaTorah. And in the footnotes, he quotes a lot of the tshuvas that we mentioned before, and he doesn't even require a livui of Asara Anoshim, and he says that that's not considered a zilzul in the Sefer Torah to take it from one place to the other, like the case where the Sefer Torah is in the house and they bring it out to the sukkah, and that's where you have a minyan of people who are going to read the Sefer Torah. He quotes also Tshuva from the Har Tzvi, and he has a greater arichus in the Yabia Omer, Nishalti Odos Mashinogim Sheba Asher Machnisim Sefer Torah Chodesh LeBeis HaKnesses Motziim Sefer Torah LaChutz LeBeis HaKnesses LeKrosa B'Simcha U'Beshirim. That for Otzah Sefer Torah, they bring the Sefer Torah out of the Beis HaKnesses, and they read it b'simcha, and they dance, and they sing. And there was a chacham who was mefakpek ma'ar on this minog, im yesh makom l'kayim ha-minog l'fum dina. And by the way, one of the truths that Rav Avadya Yosef makes reference to is the Birkei Yosef of the Chidah, who's very machmir. He says, af im hatzibur b'tzara lo yotziu sefer Torah b'mkom alicho v'beis hakvaras v'af lo tziu sefer Torah b'beis hakneset l'kroso l'kras sefer Torah acher haba michodesh v'beis hakneses michu chachome b'dovar. And apparently, al derech hasod, it's not right to do this, to take the new Sefer Torah outside of the Beis HaKnesses. And he says, but the Maria Bua of Netshuva was matir to bring out the Sefer Torah in order to likras acher, v'gam lovi Sefer Torah Beis HaKnesses li acher, Shiyu Shiva Sifrei Torah Lahakif B'Simchas Torah. And he says, for Simchas HaTorah and Kovod HaTorah, you're allowed to move the Sefer Torah so that to be seven Sifrei Torah, that was the minhag, that it should be seven. That was the magic number. And in this very long tshuva, the Abia Omer, which we're not going to have time to go through with a fine-tooth comb, he concludes. He says, Zos Torah Sa'ola, what comes out of our discussion here, he says, Haminog, Lahanig, Lahotzi, Sefer Torah Lakras, Sefer Torah Chodosh. He says, that Minog, Yesod of Ahari Kodesh, Karnogu Kain, Bifnei Rabbonim, Gedolim, Eitonei Ha'olam, V'ein Potzepeh, V'yad Rabbakosvu, Lachazek, Bidke, Haminog, V'oso chacham ha-ma'aral zelochosh l'kimche shebevadei tomach yisodosa v'aldivrei ha-kafachayim. He had quoted ha-kafachayim who's more machmir. V'kvar yivenu divrei achronim sheskimu hepech dvara v'itiru lehejibazeh v'kein ha-minog b'kama kehilos. So the final conclusion of Radio Yosef is to be made not only in the case of the Kotel situation, but also for the sake, and even more so perhaps for the sake of a Achnasa Sefer Torah, V'habol HaHachmir, he writes, is Gorim Bazeh Minias Kavod La Sefer Torah, and therefore he says, Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, V'anirol Nias Daiti Kasavti, and that's his final conclusion. Now, he had mentioned a tshuva of the Har Tzvi, and Har Tzvi also says that Binogel Sefer Torah Shel Yochid Shemitchila Nichtava Bishvil Atzmo Lilmod Ba. He says that's not an Iser of Tiltel, of Zilzul B'Sefer Torah. Aval Sefer Torah, he quotes it, that's written for a yachid lilmo bo, that's a whole different story, and there you could be makel to bring it from one place to another for the purpose of reading it. Okay then, that's what we have here for today's learning about moving a Sefer Torah. And I think we should be careful about this. And in every situation, we have to judge and weigh the pros and the cons and generate an awareness of this problem of Molichim Sefer Torah, as we saw in the Yushalmi. There's got to be some sort of mitigating rule or reason to move the Sefer Torah so that we can make it, instead of a zilzel for the Sefer Torah, it could be a covered for the Sefer Torah.